Welcome to the Space Wobble Blend Session Lesson in Ableton Live 12. We're going to build a beginner-friendly jungle and old-school DNB bass idea, then move it from session view into arrangement view so it actually feels like a real section, not just a loop. The big goal here is simple: keep the sub solid, add movement in the mid-range, and make the bass breathe with the drums. That's the whole vibe. In jungle and early DNB, the bass isn't just there to be loud, it's there to lock in with the breakbeat, answer the snare, and keep the energy moving without destroying the groove. So first, start a new live set and set the tempo. If you want classic jungle energy, go for around 160 BPM. If you want a bit more urgency, try 170 to 174 BPM. For this lesson, 170 BPM is a really good middle ground. Now create four tracks: drums, bass sub, bass wobble, and effects or atmos. On the drum track, load in a breakbeat or a simple drum rack with kick, snare, hats, and maybe a few chopped slices. Don't overcomplicate it yet. We just need a solid rhythmic foundation for the bass to react to. This part matters a lot, especially for beginners. A bassline that sounds good alone can fall apart the second the break starts playing. So we always build it against drums, not in isolation. On the bass sub track, create a MIDI clip for two bars. Keep it very simple. Use just one or two notes, preferably around the root note of your key, and leave some space. In jungle and old-school DNB, shorter and simpler bass notes can hit harder than busy ones because they give the break room to speak. For the sound, load operator if you want the easiest clean sub. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and strip away anything unnecessary. You want a pure foundation. Set the attack to zero or very close to it, keep the release short but smooth, and make sure the sustain is full. If the notes feel too long and muddy, trim them a bit. If they feel too chopped up, let them ring a little more. After the synth, add utility, use it to keep the sub centered and mono. That's really important in DNB. The low end needs to stay focused and club ready. Now duplicate the idea onto a bass wobble track, but make this one more animated. This is your movement layer. Use Wavetable or operator again, but this time choose a saw, square-like tone, or a restyle source. Add a low-pass filter, and use an LFO or synced modulation so the tone moves over time. A good starting point is a low-pass filter around 150 to 500 Hz, with moderate resonance. Set the LFO rate to something synced like 1/8 or 1/4 notes, if you want that classic wobble feel. But keep it musical. We're not trying to sound like a massive dubstep bass. We want a darker jungle vibe, where the wobble lives inside the break rather than overpowering it. After the wobble synth, add saturator for a little grit. A small amount of drive is usually enough. You don't need to destroy it, just give it some attitude. Then add EQ8 and high pass the wobble somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If the midrange gets harsh, gently tame the 2 to 5k Hz area. Now comes the fun part: blending the two bass parts together so they feel like one performance. In session view, create a few clip variations. You might have a clip with longer sub notes, another with shorter pickup notes, one wobble clip that stays dark and filtered, and another that opens up more. A really useful beginner move here is to keep the pitch the same between both bass layers at first. Don't worry about complicated note changes yet. Focus on rhythm, note length, and how the movement sits with the drums. Try thinking in call and response. For example, let the sub hold down a long root note, then let the wobble answer with a shorter hit or a syncopated move. In old school DNB, the bass often reacts to the snare and kick instead of filling every gap. That space is part of the groove. When you audition the clips, listen for three things. First, does the sub hold the room together? Second, does the wobble add character without masking the drums? And third, does the whole thing loop naturally? If it feels too crowded, simplify before adding more. That's a big teacher tip here. Beginners often think the answer is more notes or more effects, but usually the answer is fewer notes, cleaner filtering, and better placement around the snare. Now let's shape the blend with automation. You can automate this inside your clips or later in arrangement view, but it helps to start early. Try moving the filter cutoff on the wobble layer so the first half of the phrase is darker, then the second half opens up more. That gives you tension and release, which is exactly what makes bass movement feel musical. You can also automate saturator drive, wavetable position, or auto filter frequency if you want more motion. Keep the changes small. In DNB, small automation moves often sound more powerful than huge sweeps because they feel intentional, not chaotic. If you want a cleaner workflow, put an audio effect rack on the wobble track and map a few controls to macros. For example, one macro could be filter cutoff, another could be drive, and another could be reverb or delay amount for special moments. That way you can perform the bass live and quickly explore different shades of dark, gritty, or open. Now check the bass against the drums again. This is where the groove either locks in or falls apart. Listen carefully for masking. If the kick loses impact, if the snare feels smaller, or if the low mid start building up around 200 to 350 Hz, you'll want to clean that up. Use EQ8 on the bass bus if needed, and don't be afraid to cut a little mud. Also, keep an eye on your master level. While you're building, leave some headroom. You do not need to push everything loud right away. A clean, balanced session is way easier to work with. Once the loop feels strong in session view, it's time to record it into arrangement view. This is a key moment, because now you're turning a live idea into a proper section. Hit arrangement record, launch your clips, and perform the changes you like best. Maybe you start with drums and a filtered bass intro, then bring in the full sub, then introduce the wobble a little later, and finally pull things back for a reset. That kind of phrase structure is what makes the loop feel like a real DNB drop or transition. A simple 8-bar structure might go like this. Bars 1 and 2 are drums plus a darker bass intro. Bars 3 and 4 bring in the full sub and a little wobble. Bars 5 and 6 increase the wobble movement and syncopation. Bars 7 and 8 pull back a little so the loop can restart cleanly. Once it's in arrangement view, you can fine-tune the transitions more precisely. Add a small fill, a short FX sweep, or a downlifter before the next phrase. Use auto filter, reverb, echo, or utility as needed. Keep the arrangement DJ-friendly if you want it to feel like proper jungle or old-school rollers. That means clear phrasing, enough intro and outro space, and no crazy low-end surprises at the edges. A good habit in this style is to use contrast every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe the bass is darker at first, then brighter later. Maybe the wobble drops out for a bar, then returns harder. Even a short mute moment can create more impact than adding another layer. And here's another really important coach note. Don't judge the bass in solo for too long. A sound that seems exciting on its own can completely flatten the drums once everything plays together. Always verify the bass in context with the break and FX. If you want to push the sound a little darker, try a bit of extra saturation or overdrive on the wobble layer, but keep the sub clean. You can also try a ghost reese layer very quietly underneath, high-passed so it only adds mid-range character. That can make the bass feel wider and more alive without muddying the low end. Before you wrap up, do one more mono check with utility. If the bass falls apart in mono, simplify the stereo processing. In DNB, mono compatibility in the low end is a must. So to recap, build the sub and wobble separately. Use session view to test blends quickly, keep the sub steady and mono, let the wobble provide motion, and then record the strongest version into arrangement view. The real trick is not making one giant complicated bass sound. The real trick is making a few simple layers work together like a proper rhythm section. For your practice challenge, try making a 16-bar old-school jungle bass section with just one sub sound and one wobble layer. Make one rhythm sparse and one more active. Automate the wobble filter a few times across the section. Add one mute moment for tension. Record the best take into arrangement view. Then bounce it and listen on headphones, laptop speakers, or even a small mono speaker if you can. And here's the big idea to remember. In jungle and DNB, the groove is everything. If the bass feels like it belongs to the break, you're on the right track. If it feels pasted on top, simplify it, space it out, and let the drums lead. All right, let's build that bass blend and make it hit.